Hello. You say Guzman says that he's in constant touch with Slaughterman?
Yeah.
What the hell's that got to do with anything?
Well, just let me finish. He says that
something that I understand, an emotional reaction on the part of J.B. So if it was the latter, in truth and in fact, it's important that that be disclosed. It would be wrong for me to let you underestimate the intensity of the reaction here to what happened this morning. Since I last talked with you, I have had occasion to find out about that. You know, here's some guys that are pouring out their heart and their soul to try to accomplish something, and then as when something like this comes, it is, what shall I say, disconcerting.
Yes. Now, let me try to repeat to you what then I offered to this man my going over. He said that might be of any use. He said that time was so short that he felt, that they had to handle the situation themselves.
Yeah.
That he had to pull for the thing that we all want.
Well, he recognizes shortness of time because, again, I have to emphasize that even more than I did in our last conversation.
But this is today or not at all.
I don't know that we got the whole day, Jaime, I have to say to you. I wish I could say that we do have the whole day, my friend, but I just can't say that to you. I just don't know how this is going to break.
All right. Well,
I'll do the best I can, but I cannot overemphasize the profound character of the shock here.
But what is the, I didn't quite get what motivated the shock.
What's that?
What is the shock concerning what?
The ultimatum.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that We assume that everybody knows, even though we're all tired and tense, and I know that there are moments when of great irritation on the part of the people there, as there are on our side. But nevertheless, I think that fundamentally, as you say, Mr. G recognizes, all of you recognize that the work here is proceeding with fantastic dedication and the utmost good faith to try to accomplish an extraordinarily difficult result.
I know.
And so the thing was a hell of a shock.
Well, I can appreciate that, and I'm just...
I know, my friend. I'm just trying... I think it's just so important for me to try to convey to you impressions as I get them, so that there won't be any, so that you won't, there won't be any misunderstanding between us.
No misunderstanding at that level.
Yeah.
The one thing that Bosch asked me to convey for you.
Yeah.
Understand is that one of the problems has been trying to set up in advance the whole damn cabinet. But that has been a tactical mistake.
Well, you know, we covered all of that, and there were some people that he proposed, and the whole point here, let me explain that point to you.
Yes.
It's become much more significant than it was when we were talking.
Yes.
The reason for it being that no matter how this thing works out, it's not going to work out with an endorsement of anybody or anything on the other side. The most that will be done will be sort of going along. And for that reason, you see, since doubt will be cast on the soldier boys in the group, you see? For that reason, it is terribly important that there be additional people upon whom, who are not going to be faced with that kind of sub-Rosen surreptitious attack. I'm sure that JB will understand that. And it is a change in the tactical situation that makes what we talked about even more important. Do I make myself clear? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Do I make myself clear on that? Hello? Hello?
I didn't quite... Your cryptic language is too much for me.
Well, when the cabinet, you remember when we were together, we talked about a number of names.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, they were proposed there. Now, at the present time, if an announcement is made of the composition of the cabinet. Hello? Hello?
Hello, I am here.
It will include the soldier boys. See? Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello.
It will include the soldier boys.
Yes.
The soldier boys will be subject to sub rosa attack. You see?
Yes.
And so it's very important for public acceptance there and here that some good, decent people who are anti-communist and who are able and competent and decent be named before this thing gels. And without that, all you got is a damned government composed of a farmer and a couple of soldier boys who are subject to, who are immediately gonna get a knifed, overtly or covertly. And so
what they tell me here is that the soldier boys are all from San Isidro.
Well, hell, that doesn't make any difference. You're not playing, we're not in church, unfortunately. The other guys are not in church on this thing, and they're going to play this dirty, as you know.
Yes. Well, all right.
Okay, and let me know. Well, I'll be right here waiting your call.
The only thing I can say is that the good man said to me that he appreciated that he had gone too far.
Oh. Are you sure of that? Can I quote that?
Yes, I you can quote me on that.
That he told you that?
Well, definitely. No, he didn't use those words.
All right.
What he said to me, yes, in a sense, this is not my judgment necessarily, but is this judgment I found at the other side, at the Camaño side.
Well, if he's just gonna...
And then he went on and said, I have people working for me with this Camaño group, endeavoring to make them realize the madness of their position.
Well, for God's sake, if he's gonna be, allow himself to be ruled by madness, we better, maybe we ought to take a look at the damn thing.
But the situation is very distressing and very difficult, and what I'm trying to say is that this good man told me he would continue to try and see if he could...
Hello?
...provide some sort of concordia.
Yeah, well, number one, it's got to be done quickly, and number two, I think it'll need help from here. And if
here,
it's...
meaning San Juan?
Huh?
Here, what do you mean?
Here, right here, me.
Bosch.
Me.
Oh, you.
Oh, him, of course. I know it'll take his help, but I'm afraid it'll also take mine.
I know.
Okay, my friend. Is that it?
Yes.